I am so delighted today to have Diane Helbig, author of several books, including a brand new one called Succeed Without Selling, as our guest today on the Sort of Success Weekly podcast, How to Grow Your Business with Speaking. She was the Corporate Speaker of the Year a few years back, and she's been all over doing all kinds of paid and unpaid speaking engagements. So I think she's going to have lots of great information for us today. Thanks for being with me today, Diane.
Oh, thanks for having me, Pat. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell us about when someone's just starting out. I mean, I believe that networking, referrals, and doing speaking engagements are the best ways for them to get visibility and kind of grow their business. How does someone go about finding those free speaking engagements where they can build their credibility?
So I think that's a great question. I think the first thing is for them to have like three topics, and you know, sort of canned speeches that they could give, or presentations or workshops, or, you know, things that they can manipulate. And then they have to think about, where is their audience? So if they sell business to business, there are all sorts of organizations looking for speakers. All the chambers need speakers, all the networking, well, most of the networking organizations need speakers. The Rotary needs speakers. There's an abundance, actually, of opportunities to speak for free, which is a great way to get started. It's a great marketing method. And, you know, my vote is always, look at the sort of programming they're doing, like make sure that yours is the kind of programming that they're going to be interested in, and then see if you can be introduced to the program director. It's usually someone who's on the board. And if not, reach out and ask questions about how do they pick their speakers, when do they pick their speakers. Some organizations do it a year ahead. Some do it like maybe 2 months ahead, you know? So learn about how they, what they look for, how they do it, and how you could get into the rotation.
Okay. Is there any shortcut to finding these people's names? Just look on the website?
Sure. Yeah, they'll be on the website. They'll be, you know, look at the board, because it'll say what role they play. Or you can reach out to the executive director of the organization and ask them who you should be talking to. Mm-hmm. About it.
Okay. So you mentioned have like three talks. So do you have three different topics then, or are they versions of the same topic?
No, I have three different topics. Okay. So, you know, like I have a sales topic, I have customer service topic, I have a leadership topic, I have some other topics too, just to, because some organizations know what they want. Like if they reach out to you, they know what they're looking for, and they've gone to your website and they've seen, because that's the other thing, the topics that you speak on should be on your website. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the more you do it, the more the organizations in town find out about you and they reach out. And then the people who attend are affiliated with other associations and organizations. So then they get you gigs, you know, in other places. And
yeah. So the word spreads.
Yes.
Spread sort of generically. That isn't the right word that I wanted, but you know what I mean.
Organically.
Organically, that's it. Generic, organic, whatever. Yeah. So do you always make an offer? How do you attract clients from these free speaking?
So that's a great question, and I don't. At every time I speak, I put a card on every chair that gives the person, the attendee, the opportunity to sign up for my newsletter, sign up for a 30-minute complimentary phone consultation, talk to me about another organization they're involved with that they think might be interested in having me speak. So it gives the audience members the opportunity to decide how they want to engage and if they want to engage. And I take it from there.
Okay.
There have been times when I have made an offer, like when I do my signature presentation, which is about sales, then I have an offer for a sales strategy program that I do.
Mm-hmm. And what percent of the people that you leave those cards with fill out that they want the 30-minute free consultation?
Wow, that's a good question. It really depends on the organization, but I would say anywhere from, I mean, it really varies, anywhere from 20 to 50% of the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you think people should do now that we're in this sort of virtual environment and organizations are meeting via Zoom? How should they change their approach to trying to get in front of people, in front of their meetings?
Yeah, I think what they should do is figure out how they can take their topic and make it very timely, and then reach out to the organization and ask them if they are looking for content, because most organizations are looking for virtual content because they used to be in person and now all of a sudden everything is remote. So it's a great time for people to reach out and be helpful and say, you know, I've got this program, thinking it might be valuable to your members. It's very timely. It tells them A, B, and C, gives them these takeaways, you know, wondering how you do your planning. But I mean, I would be reaching out directly to those people and asking the question.
Right now, right?
Yes, yes. Right now.
Exactly. And so how does a person make the shift from free to paid?
Okay. So there are some organizations where it's always going to be free and you just have to know that, right? Mm-hmm. And you're really marketing yourself and you're just trying to engage from then on with the audience. There are other organizations that have budgets for speakers. And so you might speak for the first time for free, or even the second time for free, or for your travel expenses, which isn't technically free, because at least you're getting your travel covered, you know, if it's out of town. But then you have to make the decision about what you're going to do for free and what you're not. Mm-hmm. So you could say, if it's 20 minutes, and it's within 50 miles of my office, I'll do it for free because I'll use it as marketing. But when we get longer and farther away, the price goes up. And you just have to pick, what is it? What is that price? You may start out lower and work your way up. And it depends on the programs that you do. So like you may say for a keynote, for an hour keynote, in town, it's $500. Okay. What you can do with the organization is before you say anything about fees, you can say, do you have a budget for this? Right? Just ask them. Mm-hmm. Because they'll tell you. But if you don't ask, they're going to assume you're going to do it for free.
Right.
Right?
Right. And I know from my position at NABO now with the programming that everything's negotiable too, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I mean, I've talked to people and they've said, you know, what's your fee? And I've told them, they've said, wow, that's a little more than I think I can get by the board. And I've said, okay, well, tell me where you think you're at, where, you know, and if it was an organization I wanted to work with enough, I would do it if it wasn't, you know, so low that it was sort of silly. But for me, especially when you're starting out and you're starting to get paid, you get paid a little, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Get used to it. Get it under your belt. You're not going to go from zero to 5,000. You're not.
Right. And so when you're being paid, do you still use those as marketing opportunities? Do you still use the card?
Yes. Yes. And I always ask, am I able to put something out, you know, on the chairs? And they always say yes. A lot of times they'll let you sell your books, which is another thing about being an author, is that you can say, if they talk about, well, I don't know about the budget, you can say, well, how about if you buy the book for everyone who's in attendance? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to get your own books for like
$3. Yeah, right.
And you can, you know, sell them at a discount to them and you're still going to make money. And my travel, you know, I've done that before with, you know, would you buy the book for everyone in the audience and cover my travel? Sure. Okay. Great.
Yeah, that's great. That is great too, because what better marketing than to have that have your book, right?
Exactly.
And so how do you nurture the other 80 or 50% of the people that filled out the card, but they didn't say they wanted the consultation?
So if they filled out the card, they filled out the get my newsletter.
Yes.
And so that's how I nurture those relationships, by consistently sending out my newsletter, offering content. And one of my newsletters every month is Where's Diane, where I list where I'm speaking. So, you know, they keep seeing the relevancy of what I'm doing and the reach, and it builds that credibility so that when they're ready, there's a good chance they'll reach out. I mean, I've had people who've read my newsletter for 2 years and then reached out.
Yeah.
You know, they have to have a need.
I know. Yeah. Okay. So that's the best scenario. Do you ever make offers to those people, like after 60 days or anything? Remind them that you were the speaker at that event and send them a separate email rather than just the newsletter?
You know what? I don't.
Okay.
I really don't. People buy when they have a need, when they're ready to buy. Now, having said that, if I have something going on, if I have like a new program that I'm doing, like a webinar or something, I will send information about that out to my list for sure about signing up for it.
Yes.
Absolutely. But I just see that as part of keeping them, you know, keeping my connections informed with what I'm doing. And I put it out on social media too, because, you know, a lot of these people can follow me on social media, but they're not reading my newsletter.
Yeah, right. So it's a several prong approach.
Yes.
Getting in front of them. Yes. And so when you were the corporate speaker of the year a few years ago, how many talks you did that year?
Oh my gosh. I don't. Probably 30 some.
Yeah. Wow. That's almost one a week.
Oh, I know. I was doing a lot of speaking.
So what do you think is a good goal for people?
I think if you could get six talks in a year, it'd be fabulous. I mean, if you could get one a month, you'd be hitting it out of the park, I think.
Yeah. So one thing I always ask everyone who's on the Sort of Success podcast with me is to give me three traits that you think people need to have in order to be really successful at using speaking as a tactic to get new clients.
Okay, so I think the first trait that they need to have is a real enthusiasm for their subject, because that then is contagious, okay? And that can overcome any sort of fear they might have. I think that's the first one. The second one is being invested in the audience, in educating the audience, not necessarily in whatever they're going to get from the whole situation. So they just have to be totally genuine, totally in the moment, invested in the audience, having takeaways. That's number two. And number three, I think, is being able to effectively engage the audience in the conversation. So they go with you through the conversation there, and they stay connected to it. So they stay involved in listening and learning.
Yes, and whether it's live or Zoom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Diane. Great, great information. I think that people will really benefit from hearing what you had to say.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sort of Success Grow Your Business with Speaking weekly podcast. For more information about using speaking as a marketing strategy, visit pataltbader.com. You'll find out more about Diane at hellbigenterprises.com.